Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Pecan. The tipping point was about issues that grow and grow and grow, and then they reach this tipping point where you can, if you've studied the issue long enough, you know it's going to go one direction or another. Crossing the Rubicon means you've gone beyond the point of no return. You can't go back now. There's also a phrase from Seinfeld about jumping the shark. I'm not Seinfeld, from Happy Days, where Fonz talks about, you know, there's a scene where he's jet skiing or doing something, and he goes across, jumps off one of those boards, and goes flying through the air, and that led to a phrase, jump the shark. And that means you've kind of moved into parody. You've kind of become a parody of yourself. I think, I've been reading a lot of essays this week about climate change. And you know how I feel about climate change. I believe that climate does exist. In fact, I'm putting together a story for the coming week because we're still in hurricane season, although we're getting close to the end of hurricane season. And we've been told that, oh my gosh, remember hurricanes where there were more of them, stronger, more damaging? Yeah, what about this season? Not so much, right? Right. Now, that's not to diminish Helene or any of the others, but I thought we were on this scale that was just like Al Gore's hockey stick, and we're just going to have all these hurricanes. Well, not so much. But I'm still working on that. But I want to go back to some of these essays that I've been reading, because it kind of reminds me of the boy that shouted wolf just one too many times, or the emperor has no clothes. That climate change, though real, turns out it's really not the civilization-threatening disaster that keeps getting pitched at the World Economic Forum, or by the cabal, or by the congregants in the Church of the Climate Activists. In fact, we're beginning to realize that hugely expensive climate policies really don't do much of anything, if anything at all. They just add one more notch to the view that the elitists have been disastrously wrong. They're politicizing the issue about climate because it does change all the time. We have all the records to prove that. And I think it's also doing something else. I think the boy crying wolf one too many times is part of the impetus and part of what we're seeing, which is a global rightward political shift. One of the essays that motivated this came from the New York Times, a magazine article by David Wallace Wells. Yeah, if you want to look it up, go search climate on the New York Times website, and you'll find the story. And what you'll find fascinating is you get served up with the usual gospel coming out of the Church of the Climate Activists. Things like wildfire smoke will kill thousands more by 2050, study finds. You know, ever since COVID, when somebody tells me study finds. In fact, I subscribe to an email that is the subject line always is study finds. And it's a list of research articles on just different topics that this group thinks might be interesting. Now, every time I read that subject line, I think, study finds. Yeah, what kind of bullcrap is going to be in here? Or pollution from fires intensified by rising temperatures is on track to become one of America's deadliest climate disasters. I love this one. Can hybrid grapes, like from wine country, can hybrid grapes solve the climate change dilemma for winemakers? Or this headline. The Trump administration is dismantling climate policy. It flatly denies the science. Denies the science is becoming the old you're a racist. Now, okay, it's become meaningless. Actually, denying the science when the science has been so politicized, I actually think it's probably a smart thing to do. Maybe not deny the science, but challenge the science. We've gotten to the point, and you talk about censorship. It's not so long ago that if you questioned the science, you got censored on Twitter or Facebook or anywhere else. Yeah, I'm talking about COVID. But you'll also be served up a somewhat thoughtful essay. You know, when the Church of the Climate Activists starts to doubt the catechism and the gospel, you know the game's probably getting close to being over. Because Wallace Wells does a pretty good job of reminding us just how the center of opinion has shifted over the past 10 years. And how weird, if you look back 10 years ago, or even longer, how weird that really looks to us. Quote, Barack Obama, applauding the agreement as president, declared that Paris represented the best chance we have to save the one planet we've got. To many, it looked like the promise of a whole new era, not just for the climate, but also for our shared political future on this earth. Back then, the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon liked to talk about how sustainability would be for this century what human rights was for the previous one, the basis for a new moral and political order. Bleh. Really? At Glasgow. Quote, John Kerry called the conference the last best hope for the world, and Prince Charles, now King of Britain, described it as literally the last chance saloon. In his opening remarks at Glasgow, Boris Johnson, then the British Prime Minister, a conservative, of course, who surfed into office on the nativist tide of Brexit, warned, it's 1 minute to midnight on that doomsday clock, and we need to act now. You start studying the science. You start reading all the essays that are starting to come out and say, hey, you know what, we may be wrong. It all seems so quaint. Now, I still think it's disastrous, don't get me wrong, but it seems kind of quaint, doesn't it? In that essay, he really documents just how climate became a political and a moral cause. That's why I refer to it as the Congregants in the Church of the Climate Activists. It wasn't a scientific or a technical issue. And because it became a political cause, that sowed the seeds of its ultimate demise once people started figuring out, hey, this is just about politics. This is just about control. He writes, the climate crisis seemed to offer a kind of redemptive opportunity to the whole technocratic liberal elite, whose status, social status, and moral claim on leadership had crumbled since the financial crisis. Oh, how true that is. We'll continue after this. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell, founder of Cordell & Cordell. Divorce is complicated, especially when your small business or professional practice is involved. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand that these assets raise unique valuation and allocation issues. For 35 years, we've helped doctors, lawyers, and small business owners navigate divorce with confidence. Call us at Cordell & Cordell. Let me tell you, I understand on a personal level, your business is much more than a job. It's your legacy.
500 Capital Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/today. ethos.com/today.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Go follow me. You know, seriously, go follow me on X, because that's where I have a lot of fun. Because, well, I like to be snarky and irritate people. I know that just comes as a shock to you, but I do. We're talking about these essays that I've been reading. And again, I would encourage you, you can go to the New York Times and just search for David Wallace Wells, hyphenated last name, Wallace Wells. And they're really good essays. And I think it shows how we really have jumped the shark when it comes to this. He says, referring to John Kerry at this Glasgow conference that he went to back when he was the climate czar, that was the last best hope for the world. And Prince Charles, now King Charles, describing climate change as literally the last chance saloon. It does seem crazy, doesn't it? And when you think about how it became a political cause, that's when it completely dropped its pants. They dropped their drawers of any pretense of being scientific or technical. It was about politics, and it was about control. And that's when people began to wake up. Progressives do what progressives do. They pushed it a little too far, and they revealed themselves. The I always thought the most amazing thing about progressive politics, progressive leftism, was how they knew not to take that full step. Just take a couple of inches. Just kind of scoot along a little bit. But they can't help themselves. And then they go too far. And when they go too far, it pulls the curtain down, and or they drop their pants, and we realize, oh, look, the emperor has no clothes. None whatsoever. And that's why I said the climate crisis, or I didn't say, Wallace Wells says, the climate crisis seemed to offer a kind of redemptive opportunity to the whole technocratic liberal elite, whose social status and moral claim on leadership had been crumbling since the financial crisis. And you think about that, I would say that was the start of the crumbling. And then COVID was like the earthquake. And COVID just revealed, wait a minute, you ruling elite, you're telling us to do stupid stuff like 6-foot distancing, and that's a made-up number? You're telling us to take a so-called vaccine that will stop transmission, and so we all go line up at hospitals, and we all take the stupid so-called vaccine, and turns out that, oh, no, it's still spreading. The efficacy of the vaccine was pretty much zero. And then you think, you combine that with, this really hit home with me, with the war, the global war on terror. It has really kind of disintegrated or dissipated, as he says, into a tragic farce and a new Cold War not yet crystallized in the public imagination. The American-led global order seemed to be missing some sense of purpose, too. He's so spot on about that. We're going through this midlife crisis. We know we want to maintain the American world order. Trump's doing everything he can to reestablish the American world order and to reestablish our respect and prestige around the world. And he's trying to fix the economy at the same time, trying to bring manufacturing back. So all of that suddenly becomes so important, which it should be. And Wallace Wells writes, here came the existential project of climate action to fill that semi-spiritual void, at least for some of those who felt it. Do you understand why I'm so intrigued by this essay? Climate action to fill that semi-spiritual void. It was like a it still is like a religion to people. You can't debate it. You can show them, you know, I've often said arguing with facts is great when you're with a group of people that believe in facts and they want to see the data. But when you're arguing facts about someone who has a religious zealotry about something like climate, the facts don't mean anything. These illusions of secular stagnation, stimulus, industrial policy, free government, debt, well, I think that helped. But I really think it was the compilation of all of the things that went before it, where we realized we were being lied to. He writes, looking around for places to invest, a green transition seemed like one obvious choice, which is why anyone trying to blue sky a brighter economic future for Europe invariably proposed huge increases in clean energy investment, and why American progressives conceived their ideal form of climate action at the scale and scope of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal. Think about that for a second. What's happening in Europe? Where they did blue sky it. Oh, let's just get rid of all of our nuclear energy. Let's get rid of all of our oil and gas, and let's just go all green renewables. Prices skyrocket. Shortages start to occur. And they start being two-faced by, well, oh my gosh, we really do need to start these nukes back up, and we really do need fossil fuels. So where can we get some cheap fossil fuels? Oh, we support the Ukrainians, and we want to stop Putin. By the way, Vladimir, can you sell us some oil and gas? Could you sell that to us on the cheap? They're hypocrites. Europeans are absolute hypocrites, and we're seeing that. And then there was this remarkable admission, at least remarkable in my opinion, because it's the New York Times. When you think about how the New York Times, the old gray lady, has been nothing but an absolute advocate for this kind of bullcrap, we suddenly realize that, wait a minute, the emperor really doesn't have any clothes. That this is just a bunch of religious zealots who are out there trying to push a false god to us, that somehow it's going to improve our lives when it's just increasing my electric bill, increasing my natural gas bill. It's creating shortages, blackouts, brownouts. It's showing how absolute we're spending the money on the wrong things because we're not investing in a solid, secure grid that can provide all the power that we need for this electrified future that we're moving into. And we realize it's a farce. It's a total farce. And for the Times to admit that, wait till you hear the next paragraph. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. The text line's open as always, 33103, keyword Michael Michael. Go follow me on X. Quit farting around. Go follow me on X right now, at Michael Brown USA. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Every day, the left is rewriting history and indoctrinating our kids with lies and Marxist philosophy. Schools and media push an agenda that tears down America and erases the truth. That's exactly why PragerU exists. They're fighting back, preserving American history and values in digital form, and reaching millions of young people online. When kids watch PragerU, they see the truth about freedom, responsibility, and the greatness of this country. PragerU does all this for free, without taking a dime in government money. Every dollar they use to change minds comes from people like you who care about truth and preserving American history. But they can't do it alone. They need you to stand and fight with them, through your support. And right now, every single dollar you give to PragerU will be triple matched. That means your support has three times the power to fight back against indoctrination. Please take advantage of this limited time opportunity to have your gift triple matched and join the fight today. Go to PragerU.com/radio. That's PragerU.com/radio. Together, we can protect the next generation.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Refresh your garden at Turtle Bay Garden Nursery's Fall Plant Sale on Saturday, October 4th. Save 20 to 30% on native and drought-tolerant plants, all propagated on site and ready to thrive in our climate. Turtle Bay members get early access on Saturday, October 4th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with a sale open to the public from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive at the west entrance of the gardens. Turtle Bay's Fall Plant Sale, Saturday, October 4th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
You know, that this is, well, I just appreciate you listening to the podcast. Back to this essay in the New York Times. Just Google or whatever you use for your search engine. Wallace Wells, climate change. You'll find this essay. This, I think this next paragraph that he writes is really remarkable, at least for the New York Times. He writes, there were also moralistic or quasi-moralistic elements. In the years following Paris, the Paris Accords, came more and more talk of climate justice. You attach the word justice to stuff, I immediately know that you're a Marxist. He says, this was just one of many similar reckonings with systemic social inequities in those years, and a green transition may have looked to world leaders like a more appealing and forward-focused way of expiating white guilt than, say, portioning out reparations for centuries of slavery or colonialism. Rapid warming looked to some like comeuppance for cultural decadence and consumerist excess, with climate attaining sometimes apocalyptic features of a theological morality play. I love this guy. I simply love him because he's speaking my language about it truly is a religion. And they turned it in when they started talking about climate justice. I always thought to myself, climate affects everyone. And whether you're rich or poor, I mean, if you're rich, you're able to mitigate better than, say, a poor person can. But that's true about everything in life. If you're rich, you don't, to a certain degree, you don't worry about how you get from point A to point B. If you're poor, you worry about that. So are we to have government policies, because this is what they advocate, to impose equity so that nobody has anything, any more or less worries about how to feed themselves or clothe themselves or to move themselves from point A to point B to transport themselves? I mean, that truly is the ultimate goal. When you tell me it's something about justice or equity, you're really talking about Marxism, socialism, and communism. You know that, and I know that. When a technocratic carbon dioxide reduction merges into the great unicause, when the mantle of science gets wrapped around degrowth, we can't grow anymore, socialism, decolonization, and to the almost comical extreme of Greta Thunberg's flotilla of climate justice Hamas supporters, the average voter is going to figure that out sooner or later. Here's another example of that still mindset. Still existent, but accounting for the political demise of this project, Wallace Wells then writes this. Several of the most prominent architects of the whole diplomatic process that led to Paris published an open letter declaring the agreement's architecture out of date and in need of major reforms. Now, if you follow the link in the essay at that point, you'll find a fascinating peek into the part of the world that has not shifted in 10 years. The letterhead on that link, if you're looking at the New York Times, the letterhead is Club of Rome. Yeah, that Club of Rome. You don't know? Go look that one up. You remember? Oh, I'll give you a hint. Overpopulation, crop failure, resource exhaustion, Soylent Green, all just around the corner. Most is uninteresting, but this is telling. Number 6. Recognize the interdependence between poverty, inequality, and planetary instability. I'm sorry. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a, Jimmy Kimmel monologue. Yeah, it's that stupid. The interdependencies between inequality and planetary instability. The planet's wobbling because of poverty and inequality. Gee, if that's true, the planet must have been wobbling since the beginning of mankind, beyond Adam and Eve. Wow. New research from the Earth Commission and from Earth for All affirms the important linkages between ecological and social change processes, he points out. If the climate COP is to be more impactful, it must acknowledge that the current rate of nature loss, and he gives an example, freshwater scarcity, land and soil degradation, pollination decline, ocean pollution. He says it must acknowledge that the current rate of nature loss is affecting the stability of the planet. Moreover, planetary stability now at grave risk. You know, any moment, some of you that are Christian may think it's the rapture. But what's really going to happen is the world's going to just wobble, the Earth's going to just wobble off its axis, and gravity will be all screwed up, and you're just going to go flying out into outer space. No, it's not the rapture. It's climate instability brought about by poverty and inequality. Oh, my gosh. This church is nuttier than the nut jobs. Well, I won't say that. He goes on to write, moreover, planetary stability, he's quoting the Club of Rome, moreover, planetary stability, now at grave risk, is impossible without decisive action on equality, justice, and poverty alleviation. This is why we call for a climate poverty policy envoy to ensure that these critical links are anchored in the negotiations and implementation actions, especially through dedicated spaces for vulnerable communities to advocate for these linkages. You know what I interpret that as? We need more money from the federal government, which means more money out of your pocket as a taxpayer, to go into a non-government organization, an NGO, so they can go advocate for climate poverty policies that are going to take more money out of your pocket so that they can reach equality, justice, and poverty alleviation. Wait a minute, poverty alleviation. I thought Johnson's Great Society, I thought LBJ back in 1965, I thought the Great Society, the poverty programs of Johnson were going to eliminate poverty. Wow. We just need more money. We just need more money. You know, a huge cost of all this catastrophism has been a lack of attention to what are probably some really serious environmental problems. There was an article in, I think it was the Wall Street Journal this week, about how these microplastics are actually getting into our food. Well, I think that probably is a serious problem. I don't just slough that off. I don't want plastics in baby formula. I don't want plastics in, you know, Gerber's baby food. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying I don't want it. Hell's bells. If I go have a cheeseburger after the show today, I really don't want microplastics in the hamburger meat or in the french fries. So I think those are serious problems. I think that water quality in poor countries, I think drought in poor countries, drought's always been a problem in poor countries. But I think water and sanitation, all those things are really serious problems. That there are legitimate organizations addressing those, and they do affect the planet. But they don't have anything to do with the climate. The emphasized sentence that was in that, this is why we call for a climate poverty policy envoy, that sentence is exactly how the cause lost anybody that has any rational or critical thinking in their brains whatsoever. Science, which anyone who disagrees with must be a denier of, now is trying to tell us that planetary temperature reduction requires decisive action on equality, justice, and poverty alleviation, and that poverty alleviation has to come through dedicated spaces for vulnerable communities to advocate. In other words, more money going into NGOs in poor communities to advocate for these things. It's just a vicious cycle that we just keep allowing to occur over and over and over. In other words, you got to do it that way. You can't do it through any sort of mechanism that really has drastically reduced global poverty in our lifetimes, which is what? What? What has actually reduced global poverty in our lifetimes? Capitalism and fossil-fueled economic development. The discovery of fossil fuels and the ability to use fossil fuels to transport food, goods, products, to get people from place to place so they can provide services, medical equipment, antibiotics, everything you can possibly imagine is because of capitalism and a fossil-fueled economic development. And they want to get rid of it. They truly want to get rid of it. This is insanity. Utter insanity. As one indication of the mindset, H.R. McMaster tells in his book about being the national security advisor during Trump 1.0 that previous advisors all counseled him privately that the number one security problem in the United States wasn't China, wasn't Russia, it's not Ukraine, Afghanistan, it's not nuclear proliferation, it's the climate. That's what all previous. So that means all Obama, probably some Bush, probably some Clinton national security advisors were telling H.R. McMaster that the number one threat to this country was the climate crisis. Think about that. I'll be right back.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric with so many sizes available? You'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Lauchs Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at LauchsLandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in on the weekends. I know you have other things to do. In fact, you listen to this program, tells me, well, you're bat crap crazy. No, it tells me that you're actually good thinkers, and I appreciate you tuning in. I hope you'll tell your friends and family about the program. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast. Listen to the weekday program on your iHeart app. Search for this station, 630 KHOW. Set that as a preset, and you listen to me live Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time. I know you don't know, you folks on the West Coast, that's 5 o'clock a.m. for you, but get up and listen. You'll be glad you did. So this guy, Wallace Wells, in this New York Times piece, finally ends up in a really good place talking about innovation, adaptation, decarbonization, where it makes sense first and then later when costs decline. He writes, on the ground, decarbonization is nevertheless racing ahead, which it is in Colorado. We got so many stupid projects in Colorado about decarbonization, and I'm sure you do too. But Christiana Figueres, head of the UN's Framework Convention on Climate Change, she's one of the architects of the Paris Accords, says it's not about climate politics anymore. It's about climate economy. And this is where I think we understand that we actually have evidence that the political delusion, the religion, is starting to fall apart. The current Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, when he was a banker, an international banker, got rid of the carbon tax. Thought it was crazy, as did his political opponent. The President of Mexico, who has been a climate activist, I think partly in reaction to Trump, but partly also in the realization that if she would focus on developing their oil and gas resources, they could become wealthier, more independent, and they could innovate and grow their economy. I think what's happening in Germany, what's happening with Macron in France, I even think what's happening with Keir Starmer, the stupid liberal prime minister of the United Kingdom, I think they're all beginning to realize, oh, oil and gas, capitalism, really is the way forward. And I think part of the reasoning that they're seeing that is they're seeing what's happening in this country. Now, are we out of the woods yet? No, not by a long shot. But at least we're back on the right track. We continue to get the warnings about all these grave things that are going to happen. But I think Wallace Wells recognizes that we got the pandemic, which he points out, and that undermined the spirit of global solidarity that laid underneath this broader project of let's shut the world down, let's shut the economy down, let's control everybody. And then the climate activists, who were once venerated as moral authorities by heads of state, as he writes, now they're being given jail sentences for the crime of merely planning protests that block commuter traffic, or for throwing paint against plexiglass that they knew would protect the artwork that was hung behind it. A victimless publicity stunt if there ever was one, he writes. But I think that kind of misses the point, too. The pandemic taught us that there might be other more pressing existential threats than a degree of heat in 100 years, which is what we're all scared of. 100 degree of heat in 100 years? Seriously. The pandemic really taught us that another branch of scientific consensus was incompetent and had been politicized. No science recommended masking two-year-olds outside. No science said you shouldn't go to the beach in California. No science said you should stay indoors. No science said you should stay 6 feet apart. And then that pandemic, collision with the George Floyd and all the riots that Black Lives Matter imposed upon us, and I think the Unicause started moving on to a several-year obsession with race, decolonization, diversity, gender, and they went full bore. In other words, they jumped in with both feet. The pandemic, George Floyd, they thought this is the time to go full bore, and they did. And we saw it. And I think the pandemic, all the inflation that came along with that, the wars in Ukraine, the wars in Gaza, have all broken everything open. And then there was Trump. And I think Trump ripped the curtains off completely. Now, we may not agree with everything he's doing, but I think one thing that we can all agree upon, he really did in terms of pulling the curtains away and exposing the great Oz, which the climate activists, the crazy scientists trying to tell us otherwise, showing us what's really going on in Europe or the Middle East. I think he's exposed all of that. And as he points out later in the essay, the political delusions fell apart. Why should Europe, California, Colorado, why should we reduce our economic prosperity, double our electric and gas prices? Why should we tax ourselves to subsidize uneconomical vehicles or houses when those efforts, they're not going to do anything? I still laugh. I don't care whether you own an EV or not, but I still laugh when I see the commercials on television for all these, you know, BMW keeps pushing EVs. I keep getting emails about buying a BMW EV. It's not going to happen. And don't tell me it's emissions free. Or all the school buses that catch fire. And so school districts have to get rid of their EV school buses. The truth's come out. And I think we've kind of gone beyond the Rubicon, jumped the shark, reached the tipping point about climate science. Now, does it mean it's done? No. The battle's still there. But I think we're on the right path now. Thanks for joining The Weekend with Michael Brown. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Every day, the left is rewriting history and indoctrinating our kids with lies and Marxist philosophy. Schools and media push an agenda that tears down America and erases the truth. That's exactly why PragerU exists. They're fighting back, preserving American history and values in digital form and reaching millions of young people online. When kids watch PragerU, they see the truth about freedom, responsibility, and the greatness of this country. PragerU does all this for free, without taking a dime in government money. Every dollar they use to change minds comes from people like you who care about truth and preserving American history. But they can't do it alone. They need you to stand and fight with them through your support. And right now, every single dollar you give to PragerU will be triple matched. That means your support has three times the power to fight back against indoctrination. Please take advantage of this limited time opportunity to have your gift triple matched and join the fight today. Go to PragerU.com/radio. That's PragerU.com/radio. Together, we can protect the next generation.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going
to
be.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.